Kil Samach Aleph, Sif, we're still in Sif Aleph, the Holy Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav. We said Tayyavin, so we said there's a certain type of tit, which is a problem of Chatzitza. Pirish tit HaBerus, Tabikim HaTit HaYodzrim, it's more like clay. Shem Nindokim Oid, Umbarim HaMayim Milavoy, B'Tachtem HaFil HaKashem Lachim. And due to the fact that it's a very clingy, thick type of a thing, it blocks the water. Other types of tit as well. When they're dry, you definitely makban on it. And sometimes the water doesn't get through. Yeah. And this is true whether it's on the hand, whether it's under the fingernails, or feel connected to a buster, even if it's connected to a buster. Unless it's a very small amount, so then already people wouldn't be bothered by the fact that it's there under the fingernail. Or it's anywhere on the hand if it's a very small amount and people don't mind that it's there. The tzoya which we had before, again, tzoya doesn't mean, it means the more along the lines of the sweatiness which develops your a little bit of moisture on your hands. Now, a person makes bricks, or he is a potter, he makes pots. We're going to see in Sif Beis that I mentioned when we started this that if there's a unit of people which don't mind this and you're part of that unit, for you it's not considered a chatzitza. So a person, this is what he works in, so he always has some smudges of this stuff on his hands. And that's normal for them. And they walk around like that. For them, that's called normal. So that would not be a chatzitza. If it covers right over the hand, it's going to be a problem. Then he said, it's something which is miyad, and it's not makbid. It's a cotton zayin, so that's not a problem. Din zakal al reisha sif. This is going back to the general rule of chatzitza. If you have something which blocks the liquid, but it's on a meat of the hand, it's only on the minority of the hand, and you're not makbid, it's not a problem. Now, but that's the tour. The af be'elu shesokar machaber mikaidim to midaram shadark and shal b'nei adam roy b'nei adam lahakbid. Now, the application we mentioned that there's an issue over here of the general populace, and the issue is the person himself. So, even if we have things which the general populace would be makbid, if he's not makbid, the Torah says it's okay. And the Magen Avraham and others say, not like the Torah, that since people are makbid, even though this individual is not makbid, it's still going to be a chatzitza. So we can't use his lack of being bothered by it to be matarit.
When was the Magen Avraham, when did he live?
1650s. Okay.
So he's before the Vilna Gaon, all right.
Yeah.
By roughly 100 years.
Yeah. B'meyutu she'elu makbid. Rabbi Yad Mechusa, but we do point the heter eno makbid only works by a miyut of the yad. But if Rabbi of the hand, which the area which has to be washed, is covered, even though you're not makbid, it's still usur. It's still going to be a problem. Now, what's the test going on?
How do you translate tit? Pitch?
No, tit is mud.
Is mud?
Yeah. Hatits. So now, that's why people don't necessarily clean out under the fingernails. There's a certain amount of dirt there. Tit being dirt is not a problem. Because since it's on a mute, and most people don't mind if there's a little bit of dirt under their fingernails, so that's why people aren't necessarily makbid to clean out under the fingernails. Now, comes the Magen Avraham, and Magen Avraham says, Mishnah Berurah Katan Tes, Pirish Tekoi Rakal Kenegad HaBasar. So he pointed out there's two areas of the fingernails. There's the area which is in between the skin and the nail, and then there's the area where the nail extends beyond the finger, beyond the length of the finger. So this kula only applies to the area where between the fingernail and the skin. But if it's on the fingernail beyond the skin, it would be a problem. A filo tit ayobin rahyotzim, even these thick types of tit which don't allow water to get in. Apparently, where the Ramah was, it was such a common issue that people weren't makbid. The fat is a little bit there. If the fingernail is longer and it's on the end of the fingernail, which is beyond the finger, most people are makbid, and therefore, even if this person himself is not makbid, like the Magadim said before, it's still going to be a problem. Some disagree and say that it's mutter. It's not a problem. Mishabura seems to be inclined towards the Magen Avraham. Okay, now the Ramah pointed out that if he's makbid, even if people are not makbid, it's going to be a problem. The same way, if most people are makbid and he's not, we said it's a problem. So the vice versa is also true. If most people are not makbid and he is, it's still also a chatzitza. Makbid who? Mashva afog pi shirov and a makpidim. Even though most people are not makbid, kimet shehu makbid is in a basrei bechotit. So, but he is makbid. So then, for him, it's a problem. Chamokam nira the hanu dafka betita yotzim or betita yovish or betita lach or beofer shatachas atziper and kineged a basrei shenu nidve kolkach in lahachmir. You're probably in kol yom in darka lahachmir rakish magil and atila. So he adds a cool over here. This is all talking about, however, something which really blocks it actually blocks the water from getting there, but something which is thinner, where the water will get there, so you can't, even though you don't want it there, but the maisa, it's not really blocking anything, so it's not a chatzitza. Furthermore, you have people which the whole day, they don't necessarily clean it out. When they come to wash their hands, they like to make their hands clean, so they like to remove that as well. But they're not makbid on it during most of the day either. So if the only reason why they're taking up because of the natila, that's not considered a hakpada either. So we'll combine that with the fact that really people are not makbid. Water can get there. And even he is not so bothered by it during the majority of the day, so then you can be makbid.
What about a situation where both people would be makbid or something, but this
dirt
on the finger is an occupational hazard. So people in that profession really would not be
mugged. Right, so we'll see that. That's the next sieve, actually. That's a good point. Adam?
So how do we look at, like, if there was hair on the body, like if one was doing tefillah or something? Is that something that water gets underneath the hair?
Hair, because it doesn't block anything. Unless you'd have your very matted hair, you have a problem, because the hair itself has to be, for tefillah, water has to reach the hair.
Are you talking about, like, the hair on your hand? I mean...
No, he was talking about regards to tefillah, going to the mikvah.
But I mean, it's part of your body, so why is that? I'm not sure I understand. Why would that be an issue?
No, let's say your hair is blocking. Your hair is sitting on your back, so where the hair is, the water's not getting to the body. It's getting to the hair, but it's not getting to the body. Would that be a problem? So generally, the hair has to be loose enough for itself that the water should get through it to the body. Because if the hair is matted, the hair itself has to touch the water. It's matted, it's something blocking it from the hair itself.
I thought before you went into a mikveh, you had to basically be essentially physically clean anyways. I mean, if you...
Right.
But then again, that's kind of like what the whole point we're talking about, kasitzas, right?
Adam's question was, does that apply to hair? So the answer is yes.
When you say matted with meaning that it's just stuck to you because of a lot of sweat?
Not stuck to you, the hair is stuck to itself, it's a problem.
Meaning it's like long and tangled?
Yeah,
entangled.
But so we're talking about basically a woman's hair.
As well as relevant to a man's hair also.
Well, I mean...
Mashiach's going to come, you have to go to the mikveh. Basically, the chi of karvus, so you have to go to the mikveh beforehand.
Right.
So people are going to have to learn to have better grooming skills before they go to the mikveh.
So, you know, if you're like Shimshon and you have hair that goes all the way down your back, that might be an issue. But for someone like me, I don't think I have to worry about it too much.
Okay. Sif Beis. called over Shayna Makbet Alov Eno Chaitzitz. Something which people are not Makbet and Tan Chaitzitz. Now, how you darker shall Zel Lahakbet, Bezain darker Lahakbet, some people do and some people don't. The Misha darker Lahakbet, Chaitzitz, the Misha darker Lahakbet, Chaitzitz. There's no roiv out there, then it does depend on each individual person. Ketzat. He was a dyer. That's what he worked. He worked in dyeing things, and therefore his hands have dye on them. If the skin becomes discolored, there's nothing of any significance on the outside of the skin. That's not a problem anyway.
And whereas the dye is essentially penetrating the skin and just changing the color of the skin.
So that's not a problem. That's not a chasitza because that's absorbed into the skin. We're talking about there's something on the skin itself, which would, some of it gets encrusted, etc., on the skin. So for him, it's not a chasitza. Even though it has some actual matter of the dye, since these type of people, that's considered normal. Therefore, it's not a chazitza. A person was not a, however, he, that was not his profession. If it was colored. And there was some actual matter there of the dye, it's a problem. Now, the same way by ink, the person works as a printer, right? You have the same thing. So even though he has actual dye, so if it's dried ink on the skin, it's a chatitza. If it's still wet, then the water can penetrate it. Women who would apply some type of a coloring on their hands, more common nowadays, rust fingernails. Right, so a woman puts a polish onto the hands, so that's not considered a chatzitza, even though it blocks the water. But they're not makbana. They want it there. Gilde makash al yodav imenu makbet alo menu chatzitza. So if you have a scab from a wound, so. If a person is not makbid, that it should be there. It means you want it to be there. So eventually, after the wound has really healed, the scab is just left on the outside. You really want it. You want the scab to come off, but while it's still protecting the makah to some extent, so then you don't want it to come off. So that's not a chatzitza. Okay, Mishnah Berurah, kol davar. This is all discussing again. The rules are: if it's covering the majority of the hand, that's a problem. Even if it's not a chatzit, even if you're not makbid, but if it covers the majority of the hand, that's a problem. So this whole discussion is only relevant if it's covering a minority of the hands. He's repeating himself. He repeated it again. So basically, he's introducing a Rashba. So he gives the full quote of the Rashba. It's not uncommon that the Shulchan Aruch will do that. It's not so common, but it's not uncommon that he'll repeat an idea just to be able to give a full quote from if he's quoting the direct language of a Rishon. But to learn mixes mimakam and tila. Again, the point over here, it's a minority. The ilu hayurubai, if it's on the majority of the hands, a kamel and the filo and a makbet is chaitzitz. So. Even if it's on the majority of the hand, even if you're not makbid, it's a problem. Achein, however, we're going to get a level beyond that. They would dye their hand. They would color their hands. I'm not sure I've ever seen this, but shama filo like hoyadeim suos nami kimish miskabnis lasses kain baruches bezet reh kigufa mamash lechaitzi. There's a concept in halacha that kol shehulanoi enom eno chaitzitz. If something is there to be for some way enhancing or bettering it, making it look pretty, is not a chatzitza. That applies even if it'll be on the right of the hand. So the other things over here, the case of the person who works in dyes, he's not saying his hands are enhanced by it. He just doesn't mind that it's there. So we say, well, that's very nice. But on the right of your hand, even if you don't mind that it's there, it's a problem. But if you're putting it there specifically to enhance the hand, to make it look nicer, that's called lenoi. So that, even if it's a roiv, it would be mutter. So for a person who's a tzaba, so the tzaba is not a problem. Similarly, a person who's a shaychit or a butcher, and he has blood on his hands. So for him, it's not a chatzitza. He sells fats, and he has some fat in his hand, and a chaytzitz. But an average person, this would be a chatzitza. Now, the person did two jobs. He was a butcher. He also sold fats, because one leads to the other. He has both in his hands. So we could argue that that's not so, the combination of the two is going to be he can be mekel on both of them.
He can be mekel, you know, as if you got fat on your hands. I mean, you know, like your hands are all greasy.
Right. So for this person, that's called normal because that's what he does the whole day. Average person, that'll be a chatzitza.
Even this is talking about dafka, if it's not on the roof of the hand.
Right over the hand is a problem.
Right over the hand will still be a problem.
Right.
This has it on most part of the hand.
Right. So, but if somebody else would have the seb on his hands, it's a problem. Why is it a problem? Because it functions like diyo, which we have in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says diyo, that if it's dry, it's a chatzitza. Malach enu chaytzitz. Rez lomer, kemoy hosam gabi diyo, just like by ink. Shalach enu chaytzitz, mitam shenimcha b'mayim, umei hanatila magiyim l'gufay. When it's wet, it's sort of the mamushes of the yo, the actual particles of the ink in the liquid which is there, don't block the water from getting to the body. Who didn't soy him shame come with the yo. So similarly, these dyes which are like ink, dafke shem mamusha love haymin b'mamish rachazusel shal seba ba'alma ein shayach chatzitza. The similar lochos that if it just be it just absorb into the skin. So you just have a coloration from it. That's not the problem. The problem is only if you have the actual material of the dye.
In other words, if the dye is sitting on the surface of the skin, but you could wash it off, that's a problem. But if it's penetrated the skin like the dye, that's not a problem.
Right.
Okay.
Within shachrur shem b'mamish enochaitis, you have some type of a darkening of the hand from some coal or something like that. So it would not be a chatzitza. Misha Kosev taught her, Philo Yesh Marosh Shal Diyo, Yobashal Tzboisov, Enu Chatzitza, Re'ein Darka Lahak Medal Zed. The person who's a scribe, he's constantly writing, and they would write it with this, their ink this, that they would use, will constantly leave marks on the hands. So for him, that's called normal. That's what he does. So again, that would not be a chatzitza. Then the Ramah spoke about Gildei Maka, which was the scab on the Maka. On a rear, Hayotzim in a Maka, Misyabesh Manasa Glid. So there's a liquid which comes out of the maka, dries off, and becomes a scab. The second shot is that it was talking about there was a boil there, which healed, and some skin developed over it, but it has like a bump to it. So I'm not sure exactly what they're picturing that second shot is. So I don't know. Right now, it still hasn't healed fully, and you don't want it off because if you pull it off, it'll be painful to remove it. So that's not a chatzitza. But if it gets to the point where it's ready, partially coming off, etc., so you would have it would be a problem. Gimel, tzarech lahosir atabas me'al yodah b'shas tzilas yodayim. So the Mechaber says you have to remove your rings when you wash your hands. Okay, now. Even if it's loose, which means that really water gets underneath it, we tell you in general we want to remove it because people aren't always so careful to see if it's tight or not. So we just said always take them off. Now, furthermore, even though I don't mind washing my hands with a ring on them, so why is it a chatzitza? I don't mind we're having it there. But I do want to take them off if I'm a dyer and I have a ring, I would remove that ring before I do dyeing because I don't want it to get dirty. So there are times when I want to remove it. There are people which are lenient If it's loose, you should be machmer. Because we're not confident that we really know how loose is called loose. Okay. Yudzayin, lahotzer tabas mishum chatzitza. You have to remove it because it constitutes a chatzitza. It's blocking the water from getting to the body.
Presumably, this applies to men as well as women, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would seem, forgive me, is the Torah essentially against jewelry because of this, would you say? No.
Just saying, mishasatzitza, you should remove it. Sounds like you're wearing it the rest of the time.
Huh?
Sounds like you are wearing it the rest of the time. Just b'shas tzil sudai, you have to remove it.
Well, I don't wear any jewelry.
Okay.
But I'm just, I've always wondered whether or not the Torah sort of almost makes it.
No, I would not draw that conclusion from here. Okay, now the Ramah adds that this is true even if it's loose. Even though the water reaches the hand, so what's the problem? You should remove it. Because like we said at the end, we're not really so confident we know exactly what's called loose, and we're not going to have people, we're afraid people will be wearing it and end up not really getting there where they're supposed to get to. But you have it also in the Tila Barofa. If you know that it's loose and you did wash with it, but you have it's a good Natila. I told you, we'll see later on when we get to the case of the bandage on the hand. So we pointed out you don't have to wash that part of the hand. But we do have a different problem. The problem is that the water which touches there, what is its status in regards to tumor issues and how that will impact the rest of the hand. So he says if you use a revius, we don't have any problems of tumor. So that's in the case of a person washed with the ring on, which we really, really would like him not to, but if he did and it's loose and he used a revius, everything is one, that everything, b'dyavad is kosher. Okay.
This is something that I'm not clear about. If you we're washing our hands because we're not sure where they've been, right? Essentially, if you
wash your hands for two reasons. One is a cleanliness issue, and one is because of the issue of tumah, right? Like a kohen has to wash his hands before each tumah, because the chazal put a status of tumah on hands.
So when I was
washing both of those reasons.
So when I was, if let's say I wash my hands and I make hamotzi and I take a bite of bread, and then I scratch my ear and I get some earwax on my hand, do I need to go back and wash?
We'll talk about what happens during the meal if your hands become dirty. Okay, that's upcoming attractions. So this way you'll have to come back for.
You find earwax attracting?
Okay, but sure. Maskeakronim. So now. So this definition of that, we say that's a chatzitza because people have times in their makra to remove it. For example, to hang out b'shas lisha. If a woman, the nature is that they would take off their rings when they do, for example, kneading dough. Now, Rakim Yeshba Evan Toiv, Shagam Ish Dark of the Hakrid, the Hotzer Vishastatila, Shlo Yislach, like Miamayim, Oz Yishlocher Shlosir Mishum Chatzitza. So, if he was wearing a ring, which the type of work that he does would not be a reason for him to remove it, so then there's no time where it's going to actually get a Dinab Chatzitza. Therefore, it doesn't get a Chatzitza now. If he's wearing a ring which has a some type of a jewel in it, so even the man would remove it when he's doing his work because he doesn't want it to get dirty. So then he would have to remove it now as well. Now, if we have women nowadays which don't remove their rings, even when they're kneading their dough, so that the halacha should be that those women would not have to remove it when they're washing their hands, because it's a miyut, it's not, and they're not makbid, and so even though the chachila, we would say that now for tevila they do have to remove their rings, because we said before that tevila is more chomer. By tefillah lechachila, even a mir shena makbid were makbid on this. Ramban in Hilchos Tevila, even a mir shena makbid were makbid that we are concerned about the chachila. But for Natila Shaddai, a mir shena makbid, even the chachila we're not worried about. Yeah. Okay. Now, Sif Dalad. Shear the Tila Siddhaim. How much of the hand do you have to wash? She was saying that we have to discuss the majority of the air which has to be washed. Well, how much has to be washed? So, Kol Yad Ad Kodesh El Azraya. So the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch says all the way up to the wrist. There's a second opinion which says till the knuckles, just the fingers, but the actual palm of the hand, etc., does not have to be washed. Tells us that we could argue the second opinion, and the person really could do it, but it would be proper not to rely on that second opinion. Mr. Burr is going to bring some so that it's not the Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's not such a compelling chiyuv, but we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah.
Now this
one, that many people said that you have to be makbir in the whole hand. So really, it's nice to be knowing like that, but really it's a chiyuv.
So this is for my Rishonim. What about for my Machronim? Would the same apply to that as well?
My Machronim at the end of the meal, you mean?
Yeah.
No. Unless you hold it to grow up. Adakon Chof. Till the end of the palm of the hand, where the hand and the arm meet the wrist, we call it the wrist. When we have a chloikus, really can be makel over here. Theoretically, but it would be preferred to be machmer. That's the minig garlic. However, sefer atzei al mugim. The name of the sefer is atzei al mugim. Echiyach shahar begadol rishonim servim kain. That you need to wash the whole hand. Therefore, he says it's not proper to be mekel. You should not be mekel. Vayim birlocha. The birlocha brings it to das of the harav briskim.
So basically, you have to get the entire hand wet.
You have to get the entire hand wet.
Up to the wrist.
Right, it's a long barrel also. So the end of the barrel also. If you go to page and you move forward on the Bir Aloch over here, not to the page in Zion, at the end, so the fifth line down.
Fifth line from the end?
Fifth line down, the fifth line down from the top of the page over there. I pointed out to you, Halo Hema Harif Rambam. So we have the Rif and the Rambam and the Ben Chananel, all and would say that the you have to wash till the wrist. Therefore, it's not a chumra to do that, but it's a chi of ikir din that you have to wash the hands till the wrist. That some Achronim say, I know you can't talk about Hashem, which is can't like Kuvel, and Tam Chumra. So they say it's only a Chumra. Rishamat, they mix it with Hamarj, Imshach Machari Hadin, Azeb, Mazel, Mashalit, Yadayim, Kim, Mokam, Machiber, I suppose. Some people accept upon themselves the first opinion. I've said the second opinion, just do the fingers till the knuckles. Nisdaiti, Bachal Mazel, the Matil Sudaim, Avheima Yakoshu, they're considered being Mazalzel in the Til Sudaim. Okay. The only thing is, we'll see in a second, Mr. Burr is going to say, in the case of Shasat Chak, when you have very little water, so...
is that why we do shifshufs, to essentially move the water all over the hand?
No. We'll get to that. which includes a Rashi and a Rosh, or the Mekilim, so Mokam Adchak, that would be, we can rely on that opinion. So that's Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chavbez. Let's go back to Mishnah Berurah. Kedasa Rishon, Umash of the Mishas Adchak, Sheyesh Lomayim, and Simsum, there's very limited water. Yechulis Mechal Dasa Mekilim. However, in pieces of yod, pieces of yad. If the hand is actually dirty, so then from zeya, these type of things, which so then you would have a chiyuv to wash the whole hand. Okay, simen kuf samad beis hagbah b'shiv shuv hayadayim b'netila. So the locha that we do hagbah and then we do shiv shuv. Okay, let's see the introduction over here.
How do you translate Agbah?
Raising your hands, like Hagba.
So you have to raise your hands as part of it.
Okay. So now the Mishnah Berurah over here writes a Hagdah introduction to the Siman. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So cut an olive. Akdim Hagdah Maksora Kviim Avur Batur Beis Yosef Beisar Apayskim Klei Shibar Elo Asifim. I give an introduction so you'll understand what we're talking about over here. Well, who? The time of Tisadaim, whom Yishum Yidaim Askani Yosheim, Chigaz Olehim Tuma, and Moshe Tarim Revias Mai. So Chazar Masakin on the hands that they have a din of Tuma, unless you do a process of being Matar of them using a Revias of water. Sarach Litol Shnei Pamim Al Yodav. Now, when you do that, so we have a problem, like we mentioned, that when you pour the water on your hands, if it's less than a revius of water going onto the hands, so the water itself, the hand is tame. So let's go back a second. So let's we discussed this once. Let's do it again. So in the world of tuma, so the hands are an anomaly because generally either you're tame, you being the whole being is tame, or you're torah. You can't have part of your body tame. Part of your hands are exception. But the general rule of tuma is you have the primary sources of tuma, which are called avos of tuma. And something touches an avatuma becomes a rishon. Something which touches a rishon becomes a sheni. By chulin, that's as far as it goes. So if you have a dead animal, body of a dead animal, that's a nevela, that's an avatuma. It touches a person. The person becomes a rishon. The person touches food. The food becomes a sheni. That food touches something else. Nothing happens. However, by truma,
there's a shlishi.
The truma, there can be a concept called a shlishi, which means truma. If a truma would touch that item, it would become a shlishi, and because now it's tamei truma and it's asur eat. The shlishi is as far as truma goes. If you have one truma which is a shlishi, touches another piece of truma, so nothing will happen. It doesn't become a revi. But by kach, it becomes a revi. So if you'd have a person touches an avela and he touches some food, and that food touches something of truma, and then that or kachim. And that's something else. That's something else in Kachim. So now there's Revi. Chamishi is only relevant by Paraduma. Beyond Revi, doesn't exist by even by Kachim. Paraduma is more Chomer. Even Chamishi, Shishi, Shvi, etc. But in general, it stops by Revi.
Oh, what can be called?
Paraduma. This is when you're making processing a Paraduma. We're very much more on the Lachas of Tum over there. Okay.
And forgive me. This only refers to like human beings can, I guess, be anything from an avatuma all the way down to a...
No, so human beings and kalim can only become either be an av or a rishon. They cannot become... If a rishon of tuma will touch a person, he doesn't become tuma. Okay, now, Chazal put a din of a sheni on the hands. Hands are sheniim. So the hand, that's why there's always a problem for a kayin. He wants to eat truma. Truma can't. If a sheni touches truma, it becomes a shlishi. So he always has to wash his hands. No matter what he's eating of truma, he has to wash his hands. Chulin theoretically should be irrelevant because your hands are a sheni. The chulin can't become a shlishi. We wash because of the parallel to kahanim. We're treating truma. All of Klai Yisrael washes to sort of help the process of the kahanim always washing. There's one exception to this rule. Chazar Masak in a second the Rabbanan. That liquids always become a rishon. So if a sheni touches liquid, it becomes a rishon.
So that was just going up rather than down.
Right. So now my hand is a sheni, touches water, the water becomes a rishon. So that's very problematic because now that rishon should make my hands tummy again. Right? So Chazal said, no, you're in the middle of the washing process, that's not a problem. That water will not make your hands tummy again.
Well, you can't... If the water is a Rishon, that would make you a Sheni, and you can't become a Sheni.
A person can't make your hands a Sheni. Again, the hands can become a Sheni. Right? Chazal Masak, in a special rule by hands, the hands can be a Sheni. So, when you wash your hands, that water is... If you wash with less than a Revias, the water becomes Tamei. If you wash with a Revias, it doesn't. If you wash with less than a Revias, the water is Tamei. And that's why we wash a second time, to be Matar and remove that water. And that's how you do it. Now, Reuben and Shimon wash, for example, and Reuben's has only washed one time in his hands so far. Shimon's ready, he was with Tara's hands, and everything is wonderful, he's ready eating his meal. Reuben washes his hands once and then touches Shimon's hand. That water will make Shimon's hand tummy, because this is a cooler that Reuben, his hand that he washed with, and the water which is tummy, won't make him tummy again, but it will make the next person's hand tummy. Okay, well, furthermore, they said, okay, let's take it a step further. Now, this water in your hand is tummy. So you say, well, okay, wash it a second time, and it'll make it tor. That's what happens. But it only works on the area of the netila. So if you get some water up past the wrist, even if you pour water there a second time, that water is still tummy. Now, you put your hand down, and that water goes back onto your hand, that water will be matami your hands.
Hold on.
Okay.
Only the hands can become a sheni, but once it's up above the hand, it's...
No. The water poured out. The water was poured onto your hands. The water becomes tummy.
The water becomes a rishon.
Water becomes a rishon. That water goes up above your wrist. Now you wash a second time, and you matar all that water on your hands. It's not matar the water which went above the wrists. Then you put your hand down, and the water rolls back down onto your hand, and makes your hand tummy again. So when you wash, less than Arvias, you must raise your hand, keep your hands raised, because we don't want the water to come back down and make your hands tummy.
But again, this is only if you have less than Arvias.
Only less than Arvias.
So if you're using more than Arvias, that's not even an issue.
The holding is not an issue. Okay, so but we're going to start with Ikra Din, because since in general, apparently, they were limited on their water. They used to wash less than Arvias, so they put into a halacha of Hagbah. Let's just keep an eye on the clock over here. Mitzarach Litul Shnei Pamim Al Yodav. You have to wash your hands twice. Why? The Veshich HaRishon HaMatar Yodav made your hands tor. Avalamayim Atzim Tzmeimim. The water becomes tummy. Shnitim B'Yodav, because they became tummy. The water becomes tummy from your hands. V'Shvich HaShniyah Mataharas Yisam Benigmar Taras Yadayim. The second washing is Matar of the water, and now your hands are tor. If you pour it a revius at the whole time, either each hand getting a revius by itself, or you put both hands together and you pour a revius on both hands at the same time. I mean, not you, but somebody else will pour on you. The mechabra, in that situation, you don't have to wash the second time. Ikir adin. There's a shita which you do, but right person you don't, and that's what we're going to see in the shulchan aruch that you don't. In that situation, you only have to wash once. But if less than revius goes on your hand at one time, you must wash a second time. Therefore, the Mora says that when you wash your hands, you must raise them up. Because if they do, the water will go past the wrist. And then that water which is tamei will come back onto your hands afterwards and make your hands tamei. The Pirshav Meforshim, the Meforshim explains, I know Shechashin and Shema Yetzu Mat Mayim Harishonim HaTameim Chutz the Perik V'ulamala V'makam HaNatila Shizkino HaChamim. The water will leave the area where the loch of washing is. V'sham Af Shabu Alei Mayim Shniyim Ein Matar Mazom. So even if you pour water in a second time, it doesn't work. The second water only is matar the water, the first water in the place where there's a loch of the tila. The tumah shadayim achtaros mohan a perik dafka. L'chein manu magbiya yodav yachzor mayim atzmeim haheim l'secha perik mitamu yodayim. So now that water remains tamei, and it'll come back onto your hands. Kach pirshu roivim aforshim. So that's the majority shot in that gemara. So let's hold it here, and we'll pick up the.